Hello, my beautiful people. I am your host, Kayla Ware of Talk With Me, Walk With Him. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's devotional. I want to start off by letting you all know that season two is coming to a brief end. I think it would be best that I just focus on devotionals since it's nearing the end of my pregnancy. So that way, when I am back for season three, I am able to get you all the episodes out in a timely manner. So, thank you so much for being with me throughout season one as well as season two. It's been an honor, and I'm just so grateful for you all. So, let's just go ahead and get started with today's devotional. So, have you ever seen someone get picked on? Maybe in a movie or real life? Usually, the bully targets someone smaller or weaker, but when someone their own size or bigger stands up, the bully backs down. And that's because bullies often go after people who can't fight back because they're actually afraid themselves. So now, let's think about the biggest bully of them all, Satan. And I've come to the conclusion that you cannot study the Bible without studying Satan. I think it is best that we do get to know the characteristics of Satan so we can know how to best avoid him and how to best fight back. So in reality, Satan is a coward. Like, honestly, in just a quick term time, a coward is someone who avoids hard situations because they're scared. And that's exactly how Satan acts. He doesn't fight fair. He uses lies and tricks. For example, in Genesis 3, in the Garden of Eden, he didn't attack Adam and Eve with force. He simply used deceit and he lied to Eve. He just made her simply believe something that wasn't true. And if you were to really look at those scriptures, all he did was just add one simple word to God's command. He told her that she will surely not die. Just one simple word was all that he used to deceive her. And also, another example is in Matthew chapter 4. He waited until Jesus was tired and hungry in the desert after fasting for 40 days. That's when he came to him and tried to tempt him when he was at his physical weakness. Yes, Jesus is God, but let's not forget that he was also human too when he was here on this earth. Can you imagine fasting for 40 days? I don't know about you all, but after a few hours, I'm ready to eat again. So just imagine how physically weak Jesus was after 40 days. And that was when Satan just tried to hop in with the temptation. And he waits until people are weak or struggling. And why does he do this? Because he knows that he cannot beat God. So instead of facing God's power, he tries to sneak around about attacking us when we're vulnerable, when we're scared, when we're angry or feeling alone. That's why the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to stay alert. Satan is like a lion looking for someone to devour. And things about lions, they don't ever, not one lion will not ever attack in a full herd. He always goes for the animal that is lagging behind. The one that seems the weakest, the one that's been separated, because the lion knows that he cannot take on the force and the power of an entire herd. But we don't have to be afraid because God is stronger than any bully, even the biggest bully of them all, Satan. So when we trust in him, we have the strength to stand firm. So think about this. When have you felt weak or tempted? How can you grow stronger in your faith so that you're ready next time? Thank you so much for talking with me. Let's walk with him.